Hello everyone. Fitting studying English into a busy life. When you live a busy life, finding time to study can be difficult and you feel overwhelmed. Whether you're a student, a parent, and have a job or not, this way can help you to make the most of the time. How can you manage your time? Finding a way to fit everything into a busy life is difficult, yes, but it's possible, and I'm sure you can. This way include two steps. Number one, creating action plan. And number two, identifying tips for making your time more effective. Creating action plan is simple and only takes a few steps. Number one, look at the big picture. Your picture must be included with information like what, where, and when. Your goal and the answer of what is studying English. Where? Identify where you can study, in your room, park, library, or somewhere else. And then, if you're learning English by Zhuangshanas application, add the most principle of this app is studying every single day. So the answer of this question is every day. Number two, prioritize your time. You need to make a list of all your work that you have to do every single day. Some of them are fixed and some are not. So you need to add those that are fixed. Then put them in your list in order from most urgent to least urgent. And you need to obtain your following time. Following time is useful because this time is a time that you don't have anything to do. It happened for you sometimes that you have nothing to do. And number three, schedule your time. Say for example, I'm gonna study or listen English tomorrow or this week. That sounds good, but not for you that are busy. You need better plan in more detail. For this method, you don't need to study hours and hours in a row. Just 20 minutes every day makes a big difference. And number four, write down. After three steps, look at the big picture, prioritize your time, and schedule your time. You need to clarify and write down the answer of what, where, and when. In a candle or on a sheet of a paper, it doesn't matter. Just do it. Write down. Every day, write what is your purpose, where are you doing that, and when. This simple question and asking them every day is like Kaizen method. And another thing that you need to add to your notes, identify your dead time. For example, on Wednesday you have doctor's appointment, so your waiting time is dead time. Or time that you are in a taxi box, like this. So write your dead times. Now, you create an action plan. As you don't have a lot of time and you want to make the most of the time, and more important, you want to have effective studying, so here are some tips. Number one, know your time. Identify your best and worst time in a day. I mean, when you are full of energy, mostly I think and I guess in the morning, and when you are tired and your energy drop, identify this time and then devote hard work to the time that that you are full of energy. And easy work like review or reading your lightener to tired time. So you're reading with your body's own rhythm. And number two, know your style. Everyone has its own style for learning. Some people use the studying loudly. Some people use the study, and some people use the study and with hearing a music. So you need to know your style and identify it before you launch your plan for learning. And number three, know your limits. You don't need to put yourself in pressure. I know all of us like to speak fluently as soon as possible, but yes, you need to do that according your ability. When you're tired, you need to have a break time, so you can give yourself rest time and take a break or take a walk. So now you have a great action plan, and that has three steps. Look at the big picture, prioritize, schedule your time, and write down. So another important thing for having a better result is some tips. Taking these tips, know your time, and it means the worst and the best time. Know your style and know your limits. Keep your mind, so try always keep your mind fresh and to have effective study. Have a good time. Ciao.